When Sonoma County shut down this spring, cannabis businesses, deemed essential, were allowed to stay open. But now that the county is wrestling with a plunge in tax revenues, marijuana growers and sellers see an opportunity. Loosen permitting and other restrictions, they say, and we can guarantee a boost in cash for the county. Alexa Wall, chair of the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, spoke with KRCB's Adia White about the industry's offer to help.
There was already a backlog of people waiting to get their permit. So, of course, COVID hitting has continued to slow things down. You know, permitting departments aren't necessarily open. You can't just walk in and talk to the well department or talk to the permitting department. It's, you know, a lot of times when I send emails to my county planner, you get that kind of bullet point bounce back email that's like, the county is closed and we'll be in touch with you when we can. We're operating on COVID hours. So I know things are still moving slow as far as permitting, which is tough for people.
And is anyone from the cannabis industry able to access governmental help in terms of business aid or unemployment, things like that?
So unfortunately, our businesses do not qualify for any of the federal funding or grants or government assistance that a regular business would be able to get.
In a recent newsletter, you wrote that you've been in touch with the county about the potential for the industry to help with the Sonoma County's budget shortfall and unemployment rate. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You know, we are one of those businesses, the few and far, that are able to stay open and can continue to operate and help the economy. And I just, you know, we hope that the county, and I do think that the county is starting to recognize that. For nearly 40 years, growers in this region have generated income and value locally. So hopefully, you know, we can keep that going.
And in what ways do you feel like the cannabis industry could help with the county's budget shortfall? How much revenue or room for revenue do you have that would contribute to that?
So it really depends on what type of license you have, the way that the taxes are set up. Every different license type pays a different amount of tax. So if you're growing indoor, you pay more than if you're growing outdoor. But it is currently on a square footage basis. So, it's almost like in the county's benefit to have more canopy and more operators growing, because that then translates into more tax dollars for the communities. In addition, hiring and just having the ability to provide jobs for people in a time when unemployment is skyrocketing is also super helpful. You know, at one point, many years ago, SCGA did a survey to find out about how many growers there were. And the way that we extrapolated the numbers, we figured that there was thousands of small farmers in Sonoma County. And if you look at the current numbers, there's maybe 100 or so operators that are permitted. So obviously, the more operators that we can continue to permit, the more people that can be hired. You know, we use local, you know, we go up to Freedman's, a local hardware store. You know, we're spending our dollars right here in the community when they need it the most. So the argument can be made that the more permits that they put out there, that would in turn equal more jobs and more revenues for the county.
That was Alexa Wall, chair of the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, speaking with Adia White. You can hear the full interview at norcalpublicmedia.org.